This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am guest hosting for the afternoon, sitting in the big boy chair for the great Kevin Jackson. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And we've been discussing this transgender ban from the military. Now, you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, it's super intolerant to say that transgenderism is a mental illness. Okay, look, if I said that I was a toaster, you would say I was crazy. Why is it that if I said that I was a woman, you wouldn't think I was crazy? I have genitalia of a male. I have male genitalia. I know with my voice and with all the stuff going on with leftism these days and the way that they're trying to muddy the water of, you know, basically they're trying to muddy our thoughts and make us think that what is up is down and what is true is not true, that there is no such thing as objective truth. I know with all the stuff going on with leftism, it might be unbelievable to think, but yes, a person with my deep, robust, beautiful man voice has man genitalia. I know that's sort of bigotry right there for me to say that, well, someone who is a man is a man. That's bigotry. That's transgenderism. And, you know, a lot of folks are saying, well, transgenderism is not a mental illness. And this is one of those things that this debate can sort of be divided over. It can be drilled down, according to Aaron Bandler of the Daily Wire, to whether or not one agrees with the premise that transgenderism connotes a mental illness. The facts suggest that it is. As the medical term for transgenderism is gender dysphoria. Here are some statistics about transgenders. From Pardis Saleh. Transgender people are among the most susceptible to suicide in the country. A 2011 survey by the National Transgender Discrimination Survey found 41% of transgender people have attempted suicide in the U.S. compared with the mere 4.6 average national attempted suicide rate. A survey by the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America found 30% of U.S. veterans have considered suicide, and 45% say they know an Iraq or Afghanistan veteran who has attempted suicide. Transgender veterans are found to have the highest rate of mental problems in the U.S., data shows. A 2016 study found that 90% of military members who identify as transgender were diagnosed with at least one mental health disorder, and almost 50% were hospitalized after attempting or considering suicide. Now ask yourself a few questions. Should the physically disabled be allowed to serve on the front line? Would that add to or subtract from the deadly nature of our military? If we had a bunch of people hobbling around in wheelchairs trying to destroy ISIS, would the military be as terrifying? When I think of what to do in most cases like these, I take the idea to its rational extreme. What if the exception were made the rule? What if the entire military were not occupied by the deadliest men on Earth and only occupied by the physically disabled? The exception becoming the rule. Would that add to or subtract from the deadly nature of our military? Would our military be as terrifying? Ask yourself that. Now, what if the entire military were not occupied by the most acute thinkers, but only occupied by the mentally disabled, the mentally defunct, the people who have an extremely high rate of suicide? Like, for example, men who think they're a toaster oven. Or another analogous example, men who think that they are women, or women who think that they are men. I mean, if the purpose of the military were to be a laughing stock, yeah, that would achieve that goal, but it would not achieve its purpose of being deadly and terrifying, no. No, it wouldn't. The medical costs alone of having transgender people in the military would be astronomical. I mean, think about it. Every dollar spent on a sex change or hormone therapy, or any kind of therapy for that matter, is $1 less that's spent on bullets, bombs, and training. Bullets, bombs, and training that is meant to serve the purpose of the military. Now, what purpose does it serve to have transgenders in the military? Knowing that it weakens cohesion, knowing that it weakens trust, knowing that these people could be out in the field, have a really bad day, and maybe attempt suicide in the field, therefore putting their entire unit at risk, therefore putting the entire operation at risk, risking millions and millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars. For what? Some social justice agenda? Because we can't discriminate? We can't discriminate in the one organization of the U.S. government that requires absolute discrimination and absolute uniformity? Aaron Bandler from the Daily Wire continues with the third myth about the transgender people in the military. The leftists say that the ban will endanger national security. And Michael Bloomberg made that argument in a column against the ban, stating any military survival, and by extension any nation's, depends on its ability to draw from the talents of the widest possible population. Denying the U.S. military this ability undermines U.S. national security. Now, isn't that something, right? I mean, this is such a leftist thing to say. First of all, what is he doing? What is this leftist doing, even pretending to support the military? Remember, these people think that the U.S. military is this colonizing force in the world. So when he says we need a strong military and it's gonna weaken national security if we don't have transgenders in the military, well, I mean, you really kind of have to ask what his motives are. James Hamblin of The Atlantic, the far-leftist Atlantic, made a similar argument, writing, Trump's ruling will leave many talented Americans ineligible for service. Others will opt to serve and deny their own gender identities, an unhealthy situation that will carry its own medical costs. Okay, so what he's basically saying is that these folks are so utterly patriotic, these transgendered folks are so utterly patriotic that they are willing to squelch, to quash their own gender identity in order to serve. And that's bad, because it'll come with its own medical costs. Now, don't you just love it when leftists pretend to care about what things cost? When they pretend to care about the collateral damage? When they pretend to care about the military? This makes me so sick to my stomach, it's unbelievable. We're going to talk about this a little bit more when I get back. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. Get me at Shaq General. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Show. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I am free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. We've been talking a lot about job applications and, you know, leftists claiming discrimination on things that really aren't discrimination. It's just employers and, you know, people who just basically need to get the job done, want to hire the best people for the job, and aren't willing to succumb to these politically correct rules that we have about hiring everyone and everything for everything. Now, that's just a fact. I'm sorry. It's just a fact of life. Not every single person is qualified for every single job. Especially a military. Especially in the military. Especially in an organization where accuracy and precision can be the difference between life or death, when accuracy and precision can be the difference between national security and not having national security. Now, again, in the Daily Wire, Amanda Presto wrote a story about an Iraq war veteran, a combat veteran, J.R. Salzman. He says that war is no place for people who are mentally, emotionally, or physically confused or in turmoil. She reads, reacting to President Trump's announcement to rescind former President Barack Obama's last-minute order to accept openly transgender troops into the military, Saltzman unleashed his own testimony via Twitter. He says, I served in Iraq in 2006. For the first 5 months, I was on a 12-man firebase out in the middle of nowhere in the desert. Every day was Groundhog Day. Wake up and do the same patrols, the same shifts, every single day. It was so damn hot. 150 degrees in the gun trucks. Tracer fire would go overhead occasionally at night. IEDs on the road were a daily threat. We got resupplied food every day, every 8 days. 8 days! The stress of being out there and doing the same job every single day eats away at you. The younger guys had problems with that overtime. Any tiny little personal issue they had suddenly became a mountain. And that stuff came out, except he didn't say stuff, and that stuff came out on the firebase. And they snapped mentally. Guys would literally snap over a Dear John letter. Their personal issues came out, and they were instantly combat ineffective. A Dear John letter, just for those who don't know, that's when a woman at home, the woman who is basically at home supporting the man who is out there fighting a war, that's a Dear John letter is when she says, when she sends him a letter while he's out in the field, saying that she can't be with him anymore. So little personal issues that affect everyone can make a soldier pretty much ineffective. Saltzman argued that the reality of such harsh circumstances of war made it no place for those confused about their gender. He says, now take a look at someone confused about whether they are a man or a woman. Take those psychological and emotional issues and put them in that environment. Take someone who is right off the bat not uniform or part of the same team. Give them special treatment because their identity. Take that person, put them in that stressful environment, and watch what happens. It's an effing ticking time bomb. You have to be incredibly tough mentally, physically, and emotionally. War is not an effing video game. It tests every ounce of your being. You can't teach someone to be a fearless warrior in an effing PowerPoint. You either have it or you don't. You can hack it or you can't. He says, war is no place for those who are mentally, emotionally, or physically confused or in turmoil. You have to get your S together, or you don't. And if you don't, you'll just get people needlessly killed. Political correctness has absolutely no place in the military. Why should we take this guy's word for it, huh? What did he do? Well, he had his arm amputated in the line of duty, so there's that. He's been there. He knows the conditions that these people are going to be put in. Now, let me ask you something. If these transgender folks can't even take a little bit of criticism at home, I mean, if they represent the LGBT movement as it stands at all, well, they would take criticisms about their gender identity as a hate speech. I mean, if they're a decent leftist, if they're a halfway decent leftist, any criticism of their gender identity or their claim that they are the opposite gender that they were born with. Well, that's hate speech. I mean, you really want to send people out into the field who can't handle hate speech? And let's say for argument's sake that we're talking about a totally healthy, rational individual who just happens to be truly transgendered. You know, like a hermaphrodite. Someone who physically shows signs of being both man and woman. Now, if they were a rational human being that was not a leftist, and they actually showed the kind of patriotism that they display when they decide to go enlist in the army in the first place, well, that person might be rational enough to say, well, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't be here. They might acknowledge some of the setbacks and problems with letting transgendered people into the military. And they might not apply. They might not enlist. Now, I want to tip my hat to every single American, not just the transgendered, I want to tip my hat to every single American who has those patriotic inclinations that makes them want to go and enlist and fight for your country and put their own body, put their own person, put their own lives on hold so that they can stand in between us and our enemies. I need to tip my hat to them because that's an amazing thing. That's an amazing patriotic feeling that I think should be upheld and exalted. But that also comes with a price. You have to know when you're not supposed to be there. You have to know when your presence is going to strengthen or weaken the group as a whole. Because like we said before, the military isn't a democracy. The military is supposed to protect democracy. It doesn't go by the same rules that we go here out in civilian life. It doesn't. And it shouldn't. It shouldn't in any way, shape, or form. It should be above that. It should be beyond that. Because yes, when someone puts their life in between you and your enemies and the people who want to kill you, that's a beautiful gift. That's a beautiful gift for anyone to want to do. And an even more beautiful gift than trying to fit a square peg into a round hole is to bow out with dignity and grace. And to understand that just because you want a job moving boxes and you're a handicapped person doesn't mean that that person should give you the job moving boxes. Because if you're not physically able to do it, if you're not mentally able to do it, well, then you basically screw with the whole team. To me, it's not patriotic at all to insist that transgendered people join the military for the reasons that we stated before. Why should one group of people in the military get special treatment? Why? What purpose does it serve? What purpose does it serve towards the end of protecting us from our enemies? Nothing. It's a social justice warrior agenda that's meant to bludgeon people who disagree. It's meant to weaken the military. It's not meant to strengthen the military. Any transgender person who might show a shred of patriotism would understand this and bow out with dignity and grace. If these folks really want to display their patriotism, they could let the generals do their jobs. They could let the soldiers do their jobs and not infuse their social justice warrior agenda into the organization that literally saves us from annihilation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I'm subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. I am the disgruntled millennial, otherwise known as Brett Siegel, where I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, something has sort of come up in the land of leftism, which is really, really super amazing, and I really am, you know, whenever the left starts to eat its own tail, I have to point it out, and I kind of love it, because after all the years of being called racist, sexist, bigot, homophobes, they're finally trying to, leftists are finally realizing that maybe, just maybe, calling everyone out on sexism, racism, bigotry, homophobia, Islamophobia might not be getting the job done, might not be achieving their ends. Now, Affinity Magazine is an extreme far-leftist, intersectional feminist publication that basically chastises white people. It's a group of black ladies who basically have chastised white people just in every single turn. For absolutely everything. Everything is the fault of white people. They have been at the center, places like Everyday Feminism and Affinity Magazine, they have been at the center of a movement that basically tries to call everyone out on their racism. Call everyone out on their homophobia. Call everyone out on their ableism. And now we are starting to see, they are starting to see that maybe, just maybe, that this just is not working. That people like me, who are so used to being called racist, I mean, I've been called a racist and a bigot so many times, it has made my head spin. I used to hate it, but not so much anymore. And I've seen this happen in real time. That I've become desensitized to any attacks from leftists. Totally desensitized. I laugh now. Because liberals have diluted the meaning of words. They have diluted the meaning of every word in their taxonomy to the point of absurdity. So absurd that the words that they use, often in the context that they use them, often mean the exact opposite of what it is that they mean to say. Even the word liberalism. Liberals don't care about liberalism, per se, in and of itself. Liberalism means freedom. But they love big government control. They love massive regulations. They want to tell you what to do. They want to tell you how to screw. Racism? Listen, you need an ID for basically everything in life. Now, if you could convince someone that racism, that it's racist to require voter IDs, you basically turn the whole idea of racism on its head. You dilute the meaning of the word. You cheapen the meaning of the word so that it doesn't mean anything to anyone anymore. And now liberals are starting to feel that the sting of what they have done to language. They're now criticizing the call-out culture, which is what they started. That's what they do. That is what leftists do. Down to the most independent blog, all the way up to Hillary Clinton saying that we suffer from implicit bias, that we suffer from implicit sexism, constantly calling people out. Now, places like Affinity Magazine and Feminism, Everyday Feminism, now they say that the call-out culture is toxic and problematic. What do they even mean by that? The thing that they have done, the thing that they have infused into society. College kids calling out their white girls in class, calling out the men in their class for toxic masculinity. The black girls in class calling out the white girls in class for their privilege. Every single little thing that you can do, holding the door open for a woman is sexism to them. See how they cheapen the meaning of the word? We're not talking about some guy like, hey, toots, your place is in the kitchen making me a chicken pot pie. That's sexism, right? But no, holding the door open for a lady is sexism too. Now, when you equate those two things, you cheapen the meaning of the word. You cheapen real sexism. And now that they've created this society where absolutely everything is racist, absolutely everything is sexist, absolutely everything is homophobic, now they're kind of trying to walk it back a little bit. They don't, but here's the problem. They don't see that it is their own postmodern Marxist-style philosophy that led to this in the first place. They want to pin the tail on a completely different donkey. They want to pin the tail on social media. It's social media that makes people call people out unnecessarily. They've realized that they've cheapened the meaning of words so much that they can't really walk it back. Now they've created this society where everyone is being called out for absolutely everything, and they don't even have the introspection to look deep down inside and understand what it is that motivated them to do this in the first place. Affinity Magazine writes, over the past few years, many people, especially those of the younger generations, have took it upon themselves to become more and more educated about social justice issues. Now, there's a huge amount of people who speak up against issues like racial inequality, homophobia, misogyny, and more. Being educated on social and world issues has become vital for many young people, with social media being a huge platform. As a result, the online call-out culture has been created. Call-out culture refers to activists and social justice warriors publicly calling out oppressive behavior and language that are portrayed and used by other people. The call-out culture allows activists to bring discriminatory behaviors to light and results in scrutiny towards those being called out. Although the act of calling out oppressive behavior, especially when it would go normally unnoticed, is great in concept, the reality of it is actually extremely problematic. Instead of becoming a way to shine a light on discrimination, call-out culture has now become a way for people to simply show how educated they are and to attack others online. Duh! This is what we've been saying. This is what conservatives have been saying for years. She continues, for example, something that happens quite often is that old ignorant posts from a celebrity are dug up and spread around. People start to attack that celebrity for something they said years ago and hold it against them for as long as possible. If you say something ignorant, you should apologize no matter what. However, the habit of attacking someone for a post made years ago leads activists to completely ignore the fact that people grow, change, and learn. This is what we've been trying to tell you people. This is what we've been trying to tell you people this whole entire time. Calling people out for every little tiny thing doesn't do anything except cheapen the meaning of words and force people to basically start ignoring you. She continues, also, there have been many times where activists have twisted the words of someone else to make what they said seem problematic. Activism is about standing up for an issue that you are passionate about. It's not about going out of your way to make someone else look like a bad person and to make yourself look holier than thou. Oh my God, they are totally... This is exactly what we've been trying to say. Could they possibly be catching on to something that conservatives have known about for a long time? That conservatives have actually experienced in the flesh? Being pigeonholed as racist, sexist, bigot, homophobes for absolutely everything? Could they possibly be seeing the light? She continues, certain activists, especially those on social media, say they value education, but refuse to understand how learning works. No one is born woke. We've all said problematic things in our past. Hopefully we've all learned since and know better now. But are these leftists really going to give up their social Marxism, their cultural Marxism? You know, the philosophy that led to this call-out culture in the first place? Intersectional feminism? The ideology that basically divides people up into hierarchies of victimhood? Are they going to give that up? Are they going to look in the mirror and introspect about what it is that they did in order to bring about this culture? No, they're not going to do that. Come on. They're leftists. Lefties are always going to left. No, what they're going to do is they're going to pin the tail on the donkey. They're going to pin the tail on this nebulous force, social media. Social media is to blame. Ooh, it's social media voodoo. The social media takes control of your mind and makes you call people out. It makes you pile on conservatives. It just makes you. It's social media. In The Atlantic, another far leftist publication, they completely missed the point. In a title of the article is titled "The Destructiveness of Call-Out Culture on Campus." Right? Sounds like they're going to be doing a little bit of introspection. Sounds like they're going to maybe question their cultural Marxism a little bit. Maybe they're going to question this idea that people should be divided up into hierarchies of victimhood. Nope. They're not going to do that. They're going to blame the whole thing on social media. But one thing that's in this article that I think is very, very telling is the author of the article reached out to some college students and asked for their opinion. He got some letters back, and there's this one college student I feel very, very bad for because she's totally and utterly brainwashed. Totally and utterly brainwashed. Conditioned. Conditioned to walk on eggshells everywhere she goes for the thoughts in her head. She writes, "I actively try to keep up on opinion articles posted on Facebook and other social media sites, as well as statuses by friends, so that I can be caught up with the trends and not appear to be ignorant and outdated among my peers. One time, around Halloween, I read a piece that a friend posted about a Mexican tequila-themed party that had happened at a small liberal arts school. A few members of the student government had attended and taken a picture wearing the sombrero," right? A sombrero. "The entire school was so outraged that their student leadership had participated in cultural appropriation that they ridiculed them online and forced them to step down." Now, I'm going to keep reading this in the next section. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. Get me at Shaq General. We will be right back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am actually subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. He's out there triggering liberals, triggering leftists. It's one of the things that he does best, and I am here trying to do the exact same thing in his absence, trying to hold down the fort. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, as I was saying, where I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, I was just reading an article from The Atlantic, the far left Atlantic. Now, what is it that leftists generally tend to do when they're basically confronted with the reality of the results of their own policies, of their own actions, of their own ideologies? The call-out culture is basically what people do when far leftists, extreme progressives, what they do is when they call out oppression wherever they see it. Wherever they see it. So if I hold the door open for a woman, I'm a cisgendered white male, that means that I am engaging in some sort of patriarchal activity when I hold a door open for a lady or for basically anybody. A lot of these intersectional feminists want to look at it as something close to a micro rape. So what they do, what the progressives do is basically call it out. They say, you are engaging in patriarchy. So basically, of course, what has happened after years and years of calling everybody a racist, of calling everyone a sexist, of calling everyone a homophobe, now you've got, first of all, you have people like me on one side who are so used to being called racist, bigot, sexist, homophobes that it goes in one ear and out the other because the word has literally been diluted to the point that it doesn't mean anything. The other option is for really nice folks who are super well-intentioned, who really want what's best for the world and really have good intentions of moving forward with, you know, equality and all that good stuff and equality under the law, but they get taken in by the socialist, Marxist, progressive ideology, which basically places people in a hierarchy of victimhood, which is what we know of today as intersectional feminism. Okay, it's the root ideology behind things like microaggressions, cultural appropriation, white privilege, white supremacy, all that good stuff. So you have people on college campuses and basically all around the world who are scared out of their minds of being labeled as a racist, a sexist, a bigot, a homophobe, and they are basically cowed into silence. And you see, The Atlantic, a far leftist publication, has been sort of commenting on this. Now, since they're leftists, they're obviously not going to engage in any sort of introspection whatsoever. They're not going to look inwards and say, well, maybe this is the result of what we have done. Maybe the chickens are coming home to roost, and now the snake is eating its own tail. Because the call-out culture, you know, at this point, the call-out culture isn't just used to bludgeon conservatives by extreme leftists. The call-out culture is used to bludgeon each other, their fellow leftists. For example, a white feminist has more privilege than a black feminist. So even if they're both in the same camp, the black feminist doesn't want to hear what the white feminist has to say, even though they basically believe the same thing. They basically both believe in white supremacy. They both believe in toxic masculinity. They both believe in white privilege. But the natural progression of this intersectional feminism stuff is it's naturally going to happen. You're going to have people who are leftists who are basically cowed into silencing themselves on behalf of all the other folks who might be of a higher victim status than they are. So you have folks walking around on eggshells everywhere. Now, I was reading before a letter that was written to the author of this piece in The Atlantic, and she was basically going to have a tequila party, basically. Now, some people, intersectional feminists, are going to find that problematic because that's cultural appropriation. You see, if you're a white person and you do yoga, that's cultural appropriation. If you're a white person and you eat Mexican food, that's cultural appropriation. See, wearing a sombrero to a party to these folks, to these intersectional feminists, is something similar to wearing blackface to a party. Anyway, I'm going to keep reading from this letter by this basically shell-shocked, brainwashed, confused young lady who just wanted to be liked, just wanted to have some friends on campus. And she professed that she didn't even go to a hardcore leftist school, but that a lot of these ideas have been seeping into the culture so intensely to the point that even at your average school that's sort of apolitical, you're going to find a lot of this progressive intersectional feminism stuff bleeding in and sort of taking over people's minds, making them confused, and basically turning these bright young kids into these brain-dead, shell-shocked folks who are literally just walking around on eggshells all the time so that they don't offend anybody, so that nobody calls them a racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe. She reads, I actively try to keep up on opinion articles posted on Facebook and other social media sites, as well as statuses by friends so that I can be caught up with the trends and not appear to be ignorant or outdated among my peers. One time around Halloween, I read a piece that a friend posted about a Mexican tequila-themed party that had happened at a small liberal arts school. A few members of the student government who had attended had taken a picture while wearing a sombrero. The entire school was so outraged that their student leadership had participated in cultural appropriation that they ridiculed them online and forced them to step down. Now, reading this article was stressful for me because my roommates and I had planned a tequila-themed birthday party for a friend that same night. Admittedly, my school is less progressive, and students tend to not get outraged at things like this as much as at other schools, but I was concerned that someone would call us out for cultural appropriation. Even though we didn't call it a Mexican party or have sombreros there, we just wanted to drink margaritas and offered some chips and guac as snacks. This made the party considerably more stressful for me. I was constantly welcoming people and telling them that we hoped we weren't appropriating, and watching out for people who may have reacted badly to the theme. I was making sure that we didn't play music in Spanish. For some reason, I thought that would go over better and make us look less like we were appropriating. Since then, we haven't had any tequila-themed parties. I also had always aspired to have a crawl where each room was themed like a different part of the world. For example, one room would be Russia, and we would drink White Russians. The other room would have tequila, chips, and salsa. But I never pushed that again for fear of being called an appropriator. Another anecdote was with regard to some research I did in Peru a few summers ago. I had received funding to work with a local nonprofit group and do research on educational programs, although I personally did not feel like I was being very problematic by going down there, and personally thought about this a lot. I didn't post pictures of myself with any of the kids for fear of coming across as a white girl who does international volunteering trip just to take a picture with poor brown children. Unbelievable. Young lady, wanting to do good in the world, hesitating to do community service because she's afraid of being called an appropriator. That is disgusting. Now, one of the things that is really bugging me is because the Atlantic has a really, really great opportunity here. The Atlantic had a really great opportunity to sort of walk it back a little bit, to walk back the cultural Marxism. To walk back this call-out culture, to say, you know what, we did this. We made this happen. We have set up the societal norms that make it okay to just call everyone out and call everyone a racist and call everyone a bigot and call everyone a homophobe for nothing, for basically nothing. They had a really great opportunity, but what did they do? Did they say, no, this is all cultural Marxism? This is cultural Marxism and we're sorry? Let's turn over a new leaf? No. What they did was much worse. They said that social media, that's what it is. It's the proliferation of social media and the ability to talk to people. That's sort of like the gun control argument. They say if you don't have any guns, then you won't be able to shoot people. Yeah, but you also won't be able to protect yourself. It's the argument that guns kill people, that people don't kill people, that guns do. Social media is responsible for the call-out culture. And it's going totally off the rails. People hold back about 90% of the things that they say in college campuses out of fear of being called out, another student wrote. People won't call you out because your opinion is wrong. People will call you out for literally anything. On Twitter today, I came across someone making fun of a girl who made a video talking about how much she loved God and how she was praying for everyone. There were hundreds of comments, rude comments, below the video. It was to the point that they weren't even making fun of what she was standing for. They were picking apart everything. Her eyebrows, the way her mouth moves, her voice, her hair, the way her hair was parted. Ridiculous. I'm not that kind of person to be able to brush off insults like that. Hence, I avoid any situation that might put me in that position. And that is sad. And that's your average college student nowadays. In a time when you have ethics professors beating people up with bike locks, university administrators condoning violence against people who want nothing more than to use their free speech? This is what the call-out culture has become. This is what the call-out culture does. And if you say anything against it, they call you out for that. Now the Atlantic is calling out the call-out culture, but they're not pinning the tail on the donkey. They're saying it's social media, not cultural Marxism like we all know it is. And if I were a betting man, I would say the Atlantic is just hedging their bets, trying to come out in front of this cultural Marxism thing so that they can prepare us for another 8 to 10 years or another couple decades of identity politics, which is exactly what brought us to this point in the first place. Tweet me at Shaq General. We'll be right back.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.